This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, February 18th, 2022. We will begin Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, 21a, first section, the black text. So yesterday, we had, according to the person who says you don't bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Yontif, what happens if you went and didn't anyways? Right, so Rava says you sprinkle the blood and then you eat the meat. Rava Bar Rav Huna says you sprinkle the blood, but you can't eat the meat, but you're allowed to then offer the emurim, the innards, right, at night once Yontif is over. We had a challenge. The challenge was, let's say you brought the Kivsei Atzeret. You bring them on, right, so that we went through the whole thing where you bring them Shulal Lishman, or you bring them right before the time or after the time. And then it says you brought them on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, all right, there is a problem. But on Shabbos, you can't eat the meat. So sprinkling the blood so that you can eat the meat certainly doesn't apply on Shabbos. All right, so if you bring them on Shabbos, so the Gemara said the bottom of yesterday's page, Lo Yizrok, you cannot do, you should not sprinkle the blood. But Ve'im Zarak, let's say you went ahead and sprinkled the blood anyways, right? You should not have done it. But you did it anyways, right? What do you do in that case? And now look at the top of our page. Hurtza, right? It's accepted. Al Minat Lahatir Emurim La'erev, right? The blood is accepted on the condition, right? You can't eat during the day, but on the condition that you will sacrifice the emurim, at night, right? The parts of the animals that you burn up at night. So Gemara now, right? There's an inference. Im zarak diavad in, right? Lechatchila lo. Right, what happens? You brought it on Shabbos when you shouldn't have brought it. You shouldn't sprinkle the blood. If you went ahead and sprinkled the blood, which you shouldn't have done, then it's accepted so that you bring the emurim at night. But lechatchila, lo lechatchila, you should not sprinkle the blood. Right, when it is brought in a improper manner, it seems from our source, right, very clearly, that you should not sprinkle the blood in order to bring the emurim at night. If you happen to then violate a second time, right, you brought the korban, you shouldn't have brought it. Then you sprinkle the blood, you shouldn't have brought it. So then, okay, then it's accepted. But ideally, the chatchila, you should not do it. So bishlama la Rava Nicha, right? So that source is very good for Rava, because Rava says you sprinkle the blood so that you can eat it. When you're not going to eat it, don't sprinkle the blood, right? It's Shabbos. You can't eat it, don't sprinkle the blood. Very good. Ela l'Rabba bar Rav Huna Kasha. According to Rabba bar Rav Huna, who says, right, that when you bring the Nedarim and the Davos that you shouldn't have brought, you sprinkle the blood in order to burn the Emurim at night, the same thing should be true for the Kivsei Atzeret, right, for the Shavuos sheep. On Shabbos, sprinkle the blood, right, in order so that you can bring the Emurim at night. So the Gemara brings two answers. The first answer is, Kasha, indeed, that is a question for Rabba bar Rav Huna. Be'ibai yisem, or if you want, you can say, alternate answer, Shaini Shavus Shabbos Mishavus Yontif. Right, we are more careful. Literally, that means there's a difference between a rabbinic prohibition, a Shavus is a rabbinic prohibition of Shabbos, where we're more stringent, from a rabbinic prohibition of Yontif, where we are a little bit less stringent, because the prohibition for violating Shabbos is more severe than the prohibition for violating Yontif. And therefore, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna could say, on Yontif, when you brought the Nedarim and the Davos, you shouldn't have brought them, right? Because sprinkling the blood is only a rabbinic prohibition. There's no deraisa in doing so. I would let you sprinkle the blood on Yontif, which is less severe than Shabbos, so you bring the Emurim at night. But on Shabbos, we say no. Shabbos is more severe, it's more strict. On Shabbos, you do not sprinkle the blood in order to bring the Emurim at night. Okay. New question. Barmine Rav Abia Saba Mirav Huna. So Rav Abia Saba asked a question from Rav Huna. Behema, chetzia shel goy, v'chetzia shel Yisrael. You have an animal that's co-owned. Right? Half is owned by a non-Jew and half is owned by a Jew. Mahu l'shachta b'yantiv. Can you shecht the animal on yantiv? Right? Which means you're violating yantiv or not. Right? Certainly you're allowed to shecht the animal that's wholly owned for a Jew because you're doing malacha for a Jew to eat on yantiv. Right? Just like you can't cook on yantiv for a non-Jew, maybe you can't shecht on yantiv for a non-Jew. Or you certainly cannot shecht on yantiv for a non-Jew. But here the animal is co-owned, so what do? So Amar le mutter. Rav Huna tells Rav Abi Saba, it's mutter. Totally mutter. So I Amar le b'chima ben zel nedarim unedavos. Why is that any different than nedarim unedavos, the voluntary offerings? Where there you're shechting partially for you and partially for somebody else. Now in that case, the somebody else happens to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But essentially, it's a similar case. Right, you're shechting the animal where you're only going to eat half of it. Both in terms of nedarim, you get a part, the carbon, right, the coin gets a part, but the mizbeach gets a part, so you don't get to eat all of it. The same thing will be true when you shecht the animal that's owned in partnership with a non-Jew. You're going to get part of it, and they're going to get part of it. Right, you don't get to eat the part that is the non-Jews because it is belongs to the non-Jew. So Amar Le, Rav Huna says back to him, oh, Urva Parach, lo, look, the crow, the bird is flying away. All right, that's what we call a distracting technique. Right? Oh, look over there. And then he ran away and it was all over. Yeah, that's very strange. So, Kinafek, Amale Rabba Bray. Right? So, when Rabbi Saba left, so Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, said to him, buddy, what are you doing? Like, Abba. I probably didn't call him buddy because that would be disrespectful. Right? Said, Abba, Lav Hainu Rav Abi Saba, is that not Rav Abi Saba? The Mishtabach Leimar Begaved Gabarabu, that you praised him and tell me he's a Gabarabba, he's an important guy. Why'd you blow him off? Shoo him away. Right? So Amar Le, right? Puna says back to him, Umay Avid Le, what did you want me to do? Right? It's Yontif, where it's, I don't know when he came, maybe it's not Yontif, but he said, Ani hayom samchuni ba'ashishut radfuni ba'tapuchim. Let me lean against the stout trunks. Let me couch amongst the apple trees. I mean, I'm exhausted. I can't even stand up. I have to lean against the tree trunks. I want to take a nap in the orchard. All right, so here again, the it seems it's not Yantif. My mind just sort of, I guess, we're talking about Yantif so much. That's where my head went. But I'm exhausted today, says Rav Huna. I have so many things on my plate. Uba mine milsa the bay time, and he wanted me to explain to him something that really required a good reason. I just couldn't think today. Brain wasn't working. All right, so, but there is a reason. For that reason, you got to come back, join me on Monday. But this concludes our learning for today and this week.